Mic test 1 2 1 2. Man, this is Anthony Roberts, host of The Reality Is Where Phil Timmy Comes Extinct. I'm not going to read the rest of the intro because I don't have an intro in front of me. But what I do have is a particular set of skills that will get me far in life. I also got the homie Jay Hooey, Jason Hooey, in the building, man. What's good with you?
Yo, the business is. I always wondered if you was reading that or
sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. Most of the time I do. You know, kind of like, I know you probably don't work at a call center before where you got that script. Right. And after about the first 3 months of being there and reading it, you kind of memorize that shit.
Right.
So I just kind of memorize it. So I'm going to take a little break because I'm pouring Artesia a little bit of Hennessy. I don't know if you want Sprite with it. Let me just hit you with a little corner. And we're going to sit this here. Jason brought this in. See, that's the thing about Texarkana and homegrown niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
He just came through and he said, hey, man, I just brought a little something just in case you want to drink it. Then we was posted up taking pictures outside. Frank was hitting us with the pictures, and I was like, I feel at home already.
It's a TK thing. It's, man, a TK. Especially when you leave home, when you run into him, it's like, yeah, you know something.
You know.
Yeah.
Bro. And I tell her tease all the time, because when she first came to Texarkana, she was like, you lived here? Because, you know, we didn't have charter schools.
Yeah.
We don't got no preparatory school. Like, we don't have all of that.
Right.
I didn't even know that you could be an engineer.
Man, bruh.
The shit we didn't know growing up. Like, we only knew that we could be a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, a police working at the plant.
Right.
You don't know that you could be studying aerodynamics.
Man.
You don't know that you could be a neurosurgeon.
Because I came to PV and, like, that one of the biggest schools in Texas, period, let alone HBCUs,
yep.
That engineering is a big deal. Nursing is a big deal. So when I got there, it's like so many people was engineers, and at that time, I'm like, what is an engineer? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't even know exactly what they did, and it's about 4, 5, 6 different courses you can take for different degrees and whatnot. So all these people graduating, they getting all this big money just right off the jump.
Off the jump.
I'm like, man, why ain't nobody just tell me?
Why
man?
Nobody? And yeah. I even thought about going back one time after I finished. I was like, I want to go back again, which I plan on going back to get my MBA. But I was like, I wish I would have known.
Yeah.
Because like you said, we would have came out in 4 years, okay, with $60,000 or $70,000 in student loans. But at least you got a job that's paying $150.
Exactly.
Not $45, not $55, not $60. And you can't even pay. I ain't paid no student loans. I don't even. When I get back home, I said I'm going to call them.
Deferred.
The good thing about Texas, too, they don't just come in and snatch your shit like a lot of other states, because it'd have been done snatch my shit. And the last thing I need, I already paid the IRS back $8,000. And that's the thing about the government. Niggas out here doing right, and you got to pay.
Right.
Let me go fuck 5 different girls and have 8 kids. I'm straight. What's Houston been? Has Houston been good to you, man?
Houston's cool, man. Like I was saying outside, I graduated 02, right behind you.
Yep.
Came out to PV, graduated 07, came out to Houston. Been there ever since. 07 to now, that's what, 11 years?
Yeah.
It's cool, man. I ain't never wanted to. The only reason, if I wanted to go somewhere else, I'd go somewhere else, like New York or something, you know, something you totally different. Like,
because it don't make sense to go from here to Atlanta either.
Yeah.
Because this basically is like Atlanta.
Exactly.
So what is it? What was it like being at an HBCU, bro? This is the thing too, bro. Being in Texarkana, I didn't know nothing about an HBCU.
Right.
So how did you even find out about Prairie View? I know you found out because a lot of people from Texarkana go there.
Right.
Prairie View, Texas Southern, Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
Those are the HBCUs we were aware of.
HBCU, and that's where you go. Or you might go to Grambling because you know they had the classic and everybody see the classic like, oh, I gotta be there.
Gotta be there.
But, you know, I was in a band, so boom. I was like, all right, let me do the PV thing. But actually, I did go to school for architecture. We had this class. We actually did have this one class at TI. Mr. Mack taught it.
I remember him.
And we learned CAD. And I'm a creative guy. I love creating stuff. So, boom. I'm like, all right, I want to be an architect. I'm going to make some of the coldest buildings out there.
Now, this is your, and what you have on right now is your brand, right? Your shirt, your hat?
Yeah, that's me, man. Everything. I mean, I started that business off of custom doing other people's work. I even did a shirt for y'all before.
Yeah.
But this is my first line. We started it last year. It's called the W brand. All wins, no losses is the movement.
Cause
there's no such thing as a loss. You just learn from it.
Yeah.
Move on.
True.
Keep on winning. But it's all solid stuff, man. We grown. It's classic, solid colors.
Yeah.
Nice logo. You see it. It's a W, of course, for the win. You know what I'm saying? But
I like the hat. I just wish I could get shit to fit this motherfucking dome with these dreads on it. Because them snapbacks, if I wear a snapback, I have to, like, leave it undone.
Have it popped open.
Yeah, just popped open. But I still rock it because, I'm getting one of them hats before I leave.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to get one of them shirts.
For sure.
Because quality is quality. So HBCUs, I know when I came to Houston, one of the things that people always talk about Houston is the women.
Yes, sir.
Is there?
Is here is wherever you want. Is at Walmart. Is at the club. Is at the church house, man. It's everywhere you want it to be, really.
They say it's thick out here.
It's thick. It's right. They got good jobs. And if they ain't got no good jobs, they got a good hustle. Yeah, out here, man.
Man, I've been thinking about relocating, man. I keep telling people like, why you don't just come to Houston? Yeah. I feel like, honestly, and I told Ortiz, I feel like if we had the podcast in Houston, I think it would be better than it is in Dallas. The reason being is because I always say Dallas lacks the black culture that we need for it to be what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like being in Houston. When I think of Houston, I think screwed up music.
Yeah.
I do think of thick women.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the spot, but it was a spot that I used to roll up to when I came out here. It was like after the clubs, it was like this little drive through and everybody just out in the parking lot, kind of like that parking lot pimping shit.
Right.
And motherfuckers just eating, music is loud, people dancing. Do they still have scenes like that?
Yeah, they got that in after hours have gotten bigger out here too. So you got another spot you can go and get you some wings and sit up. Usually it's going to be the strip club, but they also got other little spots and stuff like that, man. So it's turning into a all night situation out here.
You free this weekend?
You could call it that.
Okay, because I'm just trying to see maybe, I mean, I don't know if they partake in strip clubs. I know she is cool with them, so, I mean, you may have to lead us to one or...
Oh, I can take you with it, For some reason, I'm just not really the strip club.
I'm not either.
I go to strip club mainly when it's a
birthday party.
A bachelor party.
I'm the same way.
You know what I'm saying? If I go there and I'm sitting on my money, I'm spending on who we brought out. That's it.
Have you ever had a lap dance in the club?
I have, man. The very first lap dance I ever had, I went to Atlanta, and we sat in there, man. This woman just came up and barely said anything to me, just started dancing. I'm like, all right, come on, let's do it.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? She get down, she doing all the moves and stuff. I'm a harasser, because I mean...
you say you're what?
I'm a harasser, man. You know what I'm saying? So if she don't want me to do it, she going to say no.
No.
God damn it, that's the first, that's before all this little thin lines of sexual harassment.
Bro.
No means no, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
people taking advantage of that shit, though.
Yeah, man, it's like nonverbals, and it's a whole lot of stuff now, but back in the day, no means no, everything else is fair play. So, man, she do all that, and it's over with, and she asked me for $20. I say, what? I thought this was just like a little sample
we talking,
by, you know what I'm saying? But after that, I said, man, you know what? This ain't for me, man.
That is strong, too.
Yeah.
Because like you said, and a lot of niggas don't even know that they about to get took. Yeah. Because like you said, one thing about men, our ego is when a girl pays us attention, we like, oh, okay, she fucking with a nigga.
Let me just get choked,
let me go.
Man.
Yeah, let me get choked. But it's like, they just coming over there because they know. It's kind of like, I've heard dudes talk about escorts.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, man, you go to a nice place in like downtown, like Zaza's or like the Zaza Hotel. You sit at the bar. If you see a fine ass woman and she start willingly talking to you, be mindful.
Yeah.
Your game ain't that strong sometimes. Sometimes they out there like, okay, he look like he got a little bread, or maybe he's at this hotel, you know, at the Zaza. We gon', you know, he got some bread.
Yeah.
So I'm going to slide on over here. You think you going up to the room to smash, you smashing, and they be like, where the money at?
Yeah.
And you gotta pay him unless you want a motherfucker to come see you upstairs. It's gonna be a problem. And then, but what do you do when you don't have that $200 or that $3 or $5? Because if they at Zaza Hotel, they're not charging $100.
Nah, they recognizing it's gonna be some money.
It's supposed to be some money. And you, and I mean, if they was to come to me and say that's $1,500, I'm gonna say I got $300 in the bank. I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to do.
Them unwritten rules, man.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't even like to fuck with that, man.
You know another unwritten rule?
What's that?
In the strip club. Never, ever make eye contact.
With a woman?
With the strippers, man, because as soon as you make eye contact, oh, it's a sale. That's what they're looking at you like. Just like in Walmart when they're trying to sell you some cable. Don't make eye contact. You just gotta
keep moving.
Man, look around somewhere else. That's an unwritten rule, man, because
they
coming for it.
I remember at the strip club, I've never had a lap dance. I've told this story several times. Like you said, I've paid for people to have lap dances and paid for the people, you know, drinks. You know, shout out to the homie Rashard. I know the last time we went to the strip club, he disappeared for like an hour and a half. I don't know how light his pockets were, but I just know you don't go upstairs to the champagne room and nothing happens. I just know she came back down. It was she was bad. blonde hair and everything, black chick. But she came back down holding this nigga hand, leading him back to us. And I was like, she's carrying this nigga back to us like he was lost in the mall. And she found him and brought him back. And she, just, you know how when somebody brings you your kid back in church and they bring him to you and they kind of let their hand go and the kid just keep walking to you? That's how she did. She walked him up, let his hand go, and he just walked up and he was like, bro, I had a good time.
Yeah, that was a good transaction.
That was a good transaction. Hell yeah.
You walk him back.
So I was like, nah, I don't want that. So I had one, I remember the eye contact and this stripper walked up to me. And she was like, hey. I was like, hey, how you doing? And she chopping it up with me or whatever. And she was like, so you want a lap dance? And first thing I said, bro, was not on my good jeans. I just spent $125 on Silver Tabs. Do you know what Silver Tabs is? Remember the Levi's back? Silver Tab was a shit. Yeah. That was like the Guess. Like back in the day, it used to be Guess and Jabot.
Yeah.
And then it was like the Silver Tab.
Yeah.
And you was there. You was legit. I don't know where the producer is, but it's hot as shit in here. Plus the liquor is turned up.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo. I'm glad I wiped off that moisturizer before we came up in there. Plus this Houston humidity.
Yeah. This is a new kind of conversation. You talking, but you got a full-blown, a sharp voice in your ear, so it's a different conversation. I'm trying to keep it rolling as natural as possible. I'm like, man, this ain't a natural conversation.
Oh, it's not, man.
But the facts is the facts.
The facts is the facts, man. So growing up in Texarkana, I knew about you before moving to Singing Pines.
Right.
And that's when we live catacorner.
Pine View.
And I don't know if you know, because I know you know that everybody loved your sister.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked Jaina.
Yeah.
Jaina is a sweetheart, but see, I like Jaina differently. Jaina, like her, your mom is beautiful, your mom is sweet, your mom know my mom, and I love Texarkana for that.
Right.
But literally, bro, when I moved to Singing Pines and we stayed out Pine View, like, I literally felt like some boys in the hood shit. It wasn't a hood like that no more, but it was like, and I don't know if you've been back, but it don't look the same.
None of
that shit look the same. Yeah. But I remember when first moving over to Pine View, I was like, oh, the homie Jason down the street, and I was like, damn, man, Jaina, man.
She gone.
But Jaina was so cool, bro. And the thing that I liked about your sister, bro, she was classy, man.
Yeah.
All these niggas was trying to holler and they couldn't have no kind of play.
Yeah.
She didn't go for the same bullshit that other girls was going for. And she had a good head on her shoulders. But Singing Pines was like, that was the first home we had that wasn't directly in the hood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think what people don't understand about Texarkana, really the whole Texarkana is a hood.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that's really not hood, especially now,
like PG,
that's it. Because, you know, we used to be on the links. Like, you go to the links, that was a great apartment. Right, that shit ain't nothing now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, but the one thing that I do love about Texarkana that it taught me was brotherhood, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the niggas that you fucked with, like, even if you don't talk to them, like, me and you talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've talked and conversed on social media. Mm-hmm. But, like, bro, as soon as you knew I was coming, you was like, hey, shoot me the address, I'm going to pull up.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, where you staying at?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what I told her. I said, well, we got people with us this time. But I was like, and I told her, I said, had we not had a group, he was going to give us a place to stay. And I was like, that's the hospitality that you don't get with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like I told her, I said, I ain't even got to look where this nigga stayed. He official.
Yeah.
Because he like me. You know what I'm saying? He liked to dress nice. He liked nice shit. So I know he ain't going to be in no hood where it's like, come over here and it's popcorn shit on the wall.
Yeah, I got a daughter, man. We ain't.
You got to keep her. Bro, I was going to talk to you about that. How old is your daughter?
She's, man, you know how you getting the, well, it's difficult. I mean, with a kid, it's like, you ought to give them that age as soon as they hit the third grade. Mm-hmm. I say nine, but she ain't even nine till May. But, I mean, she's advanced, tall, like me.
I was going to say, she looked just like you, bro.
Sharp, creative like me. You know what I'm saying? It's something you're willing to do anything for. Like, talk bad to a goddamn teacher. Like, because I only say that because it almost happened yesterday. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, she, fuck it, I'll tell it. But she had straight A's and a C. A C. You went from straight A's and a C, but you had an 88 in midterm.
Yeah.
So, boom, how the hell do you allow? It's different now, bro. Like, with kids, they're making the parents teach their ass more than they damn near teaching. I ain't not to talk down on teachers, but.
No, that's real, though.
The structure is different now. Yeah. They're putting a whole lot on the parents now. So, I literally didn't see where this came from. So, boom, I'm talking to her, and I'm like, how does that happen? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, go ask the teacher how it happened. And the teacher says, you need to work harder. You need to work harder.
Wait, that's what the teacher said to her?
That's the answer. Like, it ain't no elaboration to it or nothing. So I broke it down. I said, man, you know, I gave it a whole. I mean, I'm life lessons and everything I talk to her about. I said, man, no matter what, between me, you, and your teacher, it's on you to make that grade. And for you to even accept that as an answer, it's no good.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna work. We grow up in a place where knowing is there. So you need to know.
Yeah.
Not knowing, I don't know, is no longer an answer.
Yeah.
Should never be an answer. Get your answers so you can move forward. But I mean, just to cut that show, man, it's just like, it's different, man. You got somebody that you want to see them come out all the way on top because you know it's possible.
You know it's possible.
You know you could have been all the way on top yourself. You saw whatever you missed out on, and you still, I mean, we ain't dead, so of course we can still get there. But shit, from 9 years old, you got a better advantage than I got to get there quicker.
Yep, and that's what I tell Ortiz. I'll be like, if I have a kid, because I don't have a kid, but I'll be like, if I have one, I feel like he's going to be the dope, or she is going to be the dopest motherfucker, because all the game that I got, I get to give it to you.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if your father was in your life.
Yeah, he passed.
Okay, because I didn't get to meet him. I just knew your mom.
Yeah,
I know for me, I'd be like, I think about all the shit that I didn't learn because my dad wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I could give my son and daughter so much game from teaching my son how to get women, but also how to treat women.
Yeah.
For my daughter to say, it's on me to show her love.
Mm-hmm.
Her first interaction with love should be me or her mother.
Right.
To know that when a whole ass nigga come to her and it's not right, then it's like, nah, nigga, your standards ain't even what my daddy did.
Yeah,
my daddy ain't fucking me. If you talking about getting pussy for me, nigga, you better do what you need to do. For real. And it's okay to have standards. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know what it looked like, you know what it is. So what's the biggest thing that you feel like changed about you when you had your daughter?
I got soft in a motherfucker, man. Like, I started caring about what affects motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But when you see a kid, man, you get it. Like, you get natural feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to feel like this. Yeah. You're supposed to not feel good about somebody fucking your ex-gal or your gal, for that matter. That's natural. It's possession.
Yep.
Kids are born with no hate.
Yep.
They are born with possession.
Yep.
This is mine. You know what I'm saying? When you do something that I don't like, I'm not going to like it, and I'm going to let you know
it. Yep.
Now, as an adult, we control that shit, but the matter of being self-aware and knowing that it's okay to feel like that, that's what I've accepted.
Yeah.
And I'm soft in
the You have a great voice. No, it's not you, bro. Raise this part up. That's what it is, Because I was like,
It's really this cord pulling on it, so I'm gonna text.
I just like people to have that. You need. I want that because when you got a good voice,
and this is a rap voice.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's that standard. You know what it make me think about when you did that, bro? I was like, we weren't from Houston, being in Texarkana, but we loved Houston culture.
Man, we got all the tapes,
all the motherfucking
watched all the movies,
and then used to be up in the quad area rapping and shit, like pumping them freestyling, like that shit was like manhole, like.
You got
the
goddamn pen in the table,
and you got beats going.
Yeah, man.
That shit crazy, man.
That's TK, though, man. Like I say, when you say, I don't know if you feel it, and even going to school with different people, like, Texarkana people get respect.
They do.
Like, in PV, if you from TK, you solid.
Ain't
nobody ever tarnished the name, and I thought about that one time, and it's just really that. The reason why we so cool and we kind of got those people skills because we grew up knowing everybody.
We did.
We grew up knowing their behaviors.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You learn behaviors, some hoe-ass shit,
yep.
some cool shit, but at the same time, you still got to live with
you gotta
ass.
You got to live with the ass, bro.
And you hearing all the stories all the way across the town, so you know. You already know how it goes, so you don't trip. Everything's cool. Everything is understood. You ain't really tripping so much because you seen it one way or heard it another way.
But like you say, the niggas are official, too, because... I think one of the main reasons Texarkana niggas are respected too. Look at that.
They don't want me to win, man. They don't want me to. Yeah, my chick.
But you know, the funny thing about it was, like, TK, we actually skipped over Dallas culture. Like, we literally adopted everything Houston.
Right.
Like you say, from screw music to slabs.
Yeah.
To candy paint.
Candy paint, man.
To pop trunks. Like, to everything.
We was trying to take that shit.
That's
what we was trying to do with the cause.
Yeah, man. We was, bro. Like, and it was so deep. But the thing about Texarkana, I think the reason why it's so official, and I tell people, first of all, we have a lot of athletes that come from Texarkana.
Right.
So it's like, we've always been on the athletic scene.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think what people didn't understand was the drug market really literally ran through Texarkana.
Oh, Jesus, man.
El Paso, Juarez, all the way up to Memphis, like, It came through there.
Everything come through.
Everything come through Texarkana.
That's why the feds come through there twice. They've been doing
and kicked door and everything.
20 to 40 people getting locked up.
Locked up. But see, and that's the thing too. I think a lot of times when niggas, one thing that people didn't realize, especially when we got to the city, I know when I first got to Dallas, like you said, a lot of niggas, they would be like, oh yeah, when you mentioned Texarkana, it was almost kind of like untouched.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, and it sounds crazy to say that, but literally niggas respect. You used to have niggas like Flip, Slim mm-hmm. Thug, and all them come around. Why the fuck they coming rapping down there?
Right.
Why?
Market. They know we
They knew it was
them.
A market.
Know we buying it.
You knew
stuff.
You fucked with
yeah.
them, and the club was going to be packed out. D's.
Yeah.
That was the shit. Is D's still popping?
Man, I don't, man, be honest, when I go home now, and it's even worse now, but when I go home now, I go to my grandma's house.
Yeah.
And the niggas I want to fuck with, I say, hey, man, I'm at my grandma's
house. I'm at your grandma.
Come holler at me.
And that's how I do, bro. I do the same thing.
And now my grandma passed, so now it's like,
ain't no need to go.
Ain't really no station, man. But I still got all my aunties down there, a couple of my uncles down there. So, I mean, I still got my family. But as far as people, you go out with them, you don't know what they into.
You don't.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of just be at the crib. If you want to holler at me, come where I'm at. I ain't got to go out. We ain't got to go nowhere.
Nothing. Yeah. But that's the thing, too. I just tell Arteezy, too. I was like, the funny thing about Texarkana, if we didn't go out, you could get it popping at the house.
Yeah.
You got a porch, you got a backyard for barbecue, porch is for Domino's.
I'm telling you, man.
It's all what you need.
Yeah.
It's legit. Now, for me, I will say, and I'll ask you the same thing, like, what's one of the biggest things you learned growing up in Texarkana? I think one of the advantages I have from growing up in Texarkana was, not to be funny, it's a homegrown place. You learn how to treat people, bro.
Yeah.
You literally learn how to treat motherfuckers. Like you say, you know it's hoe-ass niggas. You know how to put... You deal with hoe-ass niggas from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, like you say, who deserve to be treated right, you treat them right. I tell her all the time, I feel like our moral compass is a lot better than city motherfuckers.
True story.
We know how to treat people.
And it'll get you a lot further, too.
It'll get you a lot further. And we only fuck... And the people who fuck with us, we fuck with them. And the people who don't fuck with us, we the type that... It's like, don't bring the shit to my doorstep. Right. We good.
We'll make it... We'll adjust that relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Accordingly. We'll adjust it to where you fit at. You yep. stay there. When I see you, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
But I think Texarkana, I kind of think it's small, but if it was big like a Compton, I think we literally could have that same pool that like a Compton has.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy to say, but I'm like, niggas who are from Texarkana are proud.
Yeah.
And they definitely proud if they from Texas side.
Texas side.
When I come up there, they say Texas, Arkansas. I'm like, don't say Arkansas. I'm Texas side straight up. I don't got no beef with them, but I'm straight Texas.
It's straight Texas. I'm Texas made, man. That's the answer. I don't know. I've almost gotten to fights because they got jokes for Texarkana. Oh, you don't know what side? Nah, yeah. Bitch, I know what side
I'm on.
Goddamn shit. No goddamn question about that. I got a partner from Arkansas. You are a stinking side at nigga.
Stinking side. Yeah.
It
is what it is.
You know what you came with? That's
I had a nigga from Arkansas hit me up from Texas. You know Rodney Thrower?
I know that name.
Yeah. On social, you like Rod Wayne. He used to work, fuck with Tony French. And that was a part of the D's crew with So, and it's crazy. I won't say names, but like Texarkana has family names of like when you mention last names, you know drugs.
Yeah.
Like I can say this and I guarantee you know what it is. Golden Acura on gold 20s.
Nigga.
You already. I mean, you know what it is. You don't even got to say no name.
Yeah.
But you know what it is. And it's like those certain things. I don't know the spot on, what is it? New Boston Road, like the little cafe that always—it's a restaurant that opens and closes and turns into something different every fucking time.
On which road?
New Boston.
Down where?
You know, it's like Burger King, and then a water company.
Right.
So it's like on the same side with Burger King, a little bit further, but it's on the right.
It's like a Rosita's.
Like a Mexican spot. Yeah, and people always my mom used to always be like, "Why is this place open and closed? That place ain't open. It's always open.
Mm-hmm.
It's just open to a certain type of group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away."
Yeah, man. You say Acura. It's crazy, man, what boys used to trick out. We used to trick out them Hondas.
Everything. Honda Civic, Honda Acura.
The choppers on it.
The Regal.
Yeah. My Kifo had to run through about 3-4 Regals.
Yeah,
man.
The box Chevy.
Yeah.
So everybody did everything with that, man. So, nah, man, when I got ready to come up here, I was like, I told her, I said, Jason want to get on the podcast. I said, you know what? I don't know. Like, when we sat out in the front and you sat beside me, I was just like, I couldn't help but laugh like a kid.
It's a TK thing.
It's a TK thing. I just like, I really don't even know how to explain it. It's like when I sat beside you, I couldn't do nothing but laugh because I was like, the energy is the same.
Yeah.
Anybody that you know from TK, like, not to be funny, me and you were one grade behind each other, but we hung with two different groups.
Right.
It's like, I still knew you. I still respected you. I knew your sister. We moved down the street from each other. Yeah. And it was like, we didn't even hang out like me and like my homeboy Jason Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
Jason Hamilton.
I just talked to him Sunday, bro. He hit me up. I remember Jason started wilding, bro, and I remember when I knew that nigga really started going left when I was coming back right. Mm-hmm. Somebody hit me up, and they was like, hey, man, you seen Jason? I was like, nah. They's like, hey, man, if you still fuck with that nigga, I'm going to fuck you up, too. That nigga breaking in the cars now, stealing radios. And I was like,
wilding, boy.
I said, damn.
I remember I seen it. This is before, like, I heard some of the things, too, but, man, I remember in school, man, T.I., man, that nigga slid somebody and broke his finger, like, to the point it didn't work no more. But he knocked that motherfucker out.
Probably was Reggie Woodside.
Was it Reggie?
I don't know, but I remember, because I told her several stories. I was like, I remember, I know Reggie Woodside one time.
Boy, Reggie Woodside is the most biggest shit talking.
And wouldn't do shit. And I remember Jason slapped the shit out of him. That, bro, it was crazy. And I'm glad that you're saying that, because I used to always tell her about Jason. And she was like, that nigga was that way. He was that wild.
Yeah.
He was untamed, uncontrolled. You couldn't do nothing with him.
That's correct.
But if you go to a fight, you always want to have somebody like that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
That's like a wild card.
And that's crazy, man, because you go, you just like, no matter what, you got stories where, oh, shit, we were playing T-ball together or something. We got put together on a T-ball team, and you can just always pull back something from here or there, no matter what elementary.
No matter what, bro.
Whatever.
I think about one of the things, like, I think about the verbiage we used to use. Like, I know niggas always used to be like, my T-Jones.
Yeah.
My T-Jones, my T-Lady.
T-Lady, T-Jones, everybody kinfolk.
Yep. Everything. And it's like, you just say everybody the same shit, man. And I it goes back, and I was telling her one day, I was like, I wish I knew then what I knew now. Like, that shit is so paramount. Like, if I could go back to Texarkana right now with the shit that I know, I would be 10 times better.
Man, I'm telling you.
Even from sports, like, I was like, after high school, I was like, I should have tried harder to get into different schools.
Yeah.
I should have tried harder. I should have researched more. Right. And that's the thing I feel like we are able to pass down to a different, you know, age group or demographic now with you and your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to say, hey, this is what you don't want to do. And you can say, I'm proof of what you don't want to do.
Right.
Like, not being in jail. Like, I tell people all the time, like, the one time I was in jail, it wasn't my fault. I'm not the nigga who gonna be like, I was locked up and I served the bit. No, I ain't did shit. I'm glad.
Yeah.
The week I was in jail, nigga didn't like sleeping on the cot.
Yeah.
Didn't like sleeping without a pillow. But, niggas walking by talking about some, I know you, or you from the south side of Fort Worth, nigga. I'm not even from
that's
here. Not,
yeah, that's they always trying to make connections in there, man. You and them holding tanks and niggas where they know what's going on. And like, dog, just be cool, because they get in there, get the fighting. There's a dolphin in the corner and taking the clothes off. Yeah. Like, bro, this is not freedom. I ain't fucking with this, man.
I don't want no parts of it. What do you think is going on with the Houston scene? I know you're here as far as, like, I know I think about it, and I'm like, when I think Houston, I think Slim Thug.
Yeah.
I think Mike Jones, Lil Kiki, Chameleonaire, Zero, Trader True. Trader Truth is still doing something, but it's like, why do you feel like it fell off? It felt like it was early 2000s, late 90s. It was like, it should have been like what Atlanta is now.
I think, man, Houston is one of the last places, to be honest with you, just from my perspective. It might be mine, but I feel like this is the last place where it's still, it's the home of the players.
Yeah.
Like, niggas gonna get their money. It's regardless. Yeah. These niggas got shows every week, no matter who they are. They got shows. Zero got shows. Slim Thug got shows. All of them got a show here or there, and they gonna get their money. And at this point, of course, everybody still wants to hit that top fan.
Yeah.
But they know where the money is at, and they get into it, and they can still move around this
the way they want to. Because I'm going to say, because Slim Thug, when you watch him on Snap and you watch him on anything, he's still pushing Bentleys.
Man,
he still got a big-ass crib. All of them still doing their thing. And, like, I know for me, because I'm not in the music industry, I be like, how the fuck they still moving like that?
No, it's plenty of money to get got. Plus, I mean, Houston is a place where you can get money that ain't. You ain't got to post it.
You ain't got to post it.
You're getting it. You know what I'm saying? It's just there.
But like you say, if you hit up a spot too, like if you somebody like Slim, I'm sure they still can get paid 20, 30, 50 racks for doing shows here. Yeah. So even in a month, if you show up at three spots, that's $150,000. $150,000 is a doctor's salary here in Texas in a no-tax state.
In my opinion, man, Slim Thug got the best gram on the gram to me.
Yeah, he funny as shit, too.
He got the hoes, he got the jokes, he got some real shit for you, he getting money, it's all motivational entertainment, it ain't nothing that you like, he could have kept that shit. Yep. You'll never see his shit and be like, nah.
And he trying to put other people on.
Yeah.
Like I was telling her, we came down here, we going to the, what is it?
The Boston.
Boss Life Experience. So, like, at the Buffalo Soldier Museum. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to go to that. But it, and it's like the whole thing that he got is like you were talking about. Like, you have your own business. Yeah. And he's putting other entrepreneurs on and putting them in the same area to cross-promote, to, you know, help support each other and put. And that's the thing. I think, to me, I was telling her, I said, not Rick Ross, but Slim Thug is like the Rick Ross of Houston.
Yeah, man.
Or of the South, far this part.
Hey, he got, I mean, he got it, man, to be honest with you. Like, I just seen him in the club a couple weeks ago, and it's like a little club. It's just where you go to get on some hoes, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no special, nothing going on. It ain't no big event. It's like a Thursday night, you know
and
what I'm saying?
And he in there.
He right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how he can move, because how he put people on, and he ain't, that's just how he used to
move.
You can run into Bumby like that, too. He just don't get out like that.
I forgot about that. I can't believe I didn't say that.
But yeah, that's the thing about Houston. Thing about different between Houston and Dallas, because I've lived in Dallas a couple summers, and just I keep my eye on Dallas too, just because I still got my niggas out there and shit like that. But it's like a more of a isolated hustle.
It
in
is.
Dallas.
It's no togetherness for one.
In Dallas, you hustling. Somebody see you hustle, they respect it. They trying to see what's up. Like, yep. How can this fit in what I got going? Not everybody, but the niggas that know it makes sense. That's what they doing. You know what I'm saying? So
it's not like that. I feel like in Dallas, for me, what I get, it's like a lot of people don't know how to create things. So it's like if you get to a certain level of creativity, like with the podcast, it's more people that'll come either try to steal for you or infiltrate and be like, oh, we cool with him, but let's just try and soak up as much knowledge as we can without giving something back to him. And now I've gotten to a point where, not to be funny, the people in this room is pretty much all I fuck with in Dallas. So like, I know other people, but it's like, I had to keep that shit short because I'm like, a lot of people, oh, let me come on the podcast and promote this. And they promote it, but, and they'll say, hey, I got you on this. And then I reach out to them and it's like, it's a no show. It's no answer. And I'm like, well, fuck, I got duped. Got me.
Yeah,
George Bush, shame. First time, shame on me. Second time,
yeah,
you know, he kind of stuttered. He didn't know what he said on that next one. So it was like, damn, fuck me. I got fucked. I got took.
It's just, I mean, that's the whole thing, man. And that's, honestly, that's even, man. I always use this scenario because that's how TK niggas sometimes think, that hustle. They'll burn the connect. You know what I'm saying? They'll burn that bridge just to get this one little lick.
One.
Man, you need to think long term.
We literally just had this situation. I haven't really talked in detail, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. No, I'm not going to talk. I know she always looking at me like, please. So a lot of people, not to be funny, so we had the Martin trivia. You know, we was doing Martin trivia live. That's how we met some good brothers. You know, we was doing some things. But egos got in the way, you know what I'm saying? And I did an episode and I was like, no Bobby Browns in the group. Well, we had some Bobby Brown. We had a Bobby Brown. And it didn't work out, you know? And like you said, it was like because of one confrontation. And that's one thing I think the kids have mastered as kids. When they have an issue, like you said, with your daughter, if she don't like something, she's going to tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. If it's a kid that takes something off her plate, she's going to say, no, don't take that off my plate. Yeah. Maybe she's mad in that moment, but still later on in the next period, they're able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what happens is, like, I know with me, with the Martin trivia, I had a difference of opinions, and I felt some way. He felt another way. I said what I said. He predicted certain things that hadn't happened yet, and he kind of backed out. And I was like, it's okay to be in your feelings about shit, but let's be able to talk about it and get bread, because the amount of money that we was about to start making off doing Martin Trivialize was shown what we was about to do.
Right.
And because we had a difference of opinions, now we can't make that avenue of bread is gone.
Yeah,
not saying these guys can't do nothing, but we ain't heard nothing else since we stopped doing it. And even when we went to Chicago and we just got back from D.C., like, people who went to these events, they was like, we thought that was y'all event. And we didn't ever be like, oh, yeah, we made that shit. We was just like, nah, that's not ours. We was just happy to be a part of it. We did whatever. But we're no longer there.
Yeah.
And I guess, and a question before we get out of here, like, what do you think we can do, I guess, as adults, as men, like, if we have an issue with somebody, how do we actually put out, like, I say, tuck away the feelings and, like, resolve that shit? Because niggas don't know how to resolve shit. There's no resolution with anything no more.
Man, the answer to any issue that has potential to be something that it can, if it don't have the potential, then fuck it.
Yeah.
But the stuff that has potential, the biggest thing is to see the big picture.
To see the bigger picture.
Swallow your pride and figure out what needs to be done to actually make it make sense. Okay, you're not happy about how we handling this. Well, how can we handle it a different kind of way where everybody can? Because it's got to be a friend somewhere in there.
Yeah.
If you take some of that pride back, you have to take it back.
Yeah.
First, there's somewhere in there that you can have a common agreement on how to move forward.
Which is what you tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
And and it was like, nah. Because even she, like, without getting too deep in it, mm-hmm. it was about money, which everything is.
Right.
But it was about the fairness of the way the money should be split. Mm-hmm. And we felt like they had got their fair share. And we felt like we needed to get compensated for things that we had done. Mm-hmm. Not asking for them to compensate us. Just let us have one like we've allowed y'all to have one.
Right, right, right.
But it wasn't willing to do that. And she was like, well, let's scrap it. Let's just do it on the next event. We all do whatever. But because one person had an ego, it never, you know, it didn't get back to the point to where we can all be making that kind of money.
And sometimes, man, it just, I mean, that's the thing about potential. Sometimes the wrong people will fuck it off every time. Yeah.
You know, I just want to get to the point where black people can get past ourselves to where we can keep making money.
Right.
And like I said, continue to, like, I can tell people, white people have it down packed to where they don't have to like you, mm-hmm. but if it makes dollars,
right.
then like they say, it makes sense. So where it's like, why wouldn't we do this?
Black people always got to have, somebody got to always prove some shit to their ass. Yep. You always got to prove some.
We don't need you to do this. And it's like, yeah, you may not, but didn't it get better? Yeah. Wasn't it better?
So when you see it all the way on, that's when you want to jump on and click on. You started trying to reach all these people up here, man. Just jump in here and shit. If you see something wrong, tell them, like, okay, this is what you could do. It ain't even got nothing to do with my money. But shit, do you do that? We come together and shit, fuck around and just be something, you know what I'm saying, as you progress together.
Yeah.
Like, people always, that's the thing about black people. They always got to have somebody prove something to you. They always want to hear about what the bad side was about with your business and shit like that. Everybody got bad sides. Everybody's learning their business, trying to do something better.
Yeah. So how do you deal with, like, because I know I'm pretty sure with your clothing and stuff, people are like, let me get a hookup.
Man. Dog, that's like, I'm like, bruh, you talking to me on the phone. Nigga, when the last time you talked to Nike on the phone?
True.
When the last time you talked, you like, what do you want? What exactly do you want? I tell you, I can make it from scratch. What do you want? And you still want to
You want
up?
A deal. And it's custom. Like,
bruh, and you can be one of the people that just be clean, doing your own thing, rocking your people's shit, and when it really make it to the top, you can refer to that post like about a year ago where you was wearing the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like it ain't clean.
Yeah.
It just ain't the shit that people on your dick about because it's society telling you to do it. Like, that's it, bruh.
But I also think it's promotion, too. Like, not to be funny, before we get out of here, I'm going to let you give a shout out to what it is you do where people can find it, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I think if we get to the point as black people, I posted on social media the other day, I was like, the takeover wouldn't take so long if niggas really knew their place.
Right.
If we knew, like, okay, say for instance, my place is, you got a business.
Mm-hmm.
You came to show me love. Yep. It's only right that I get a hat or a shirt or something and then let you plug it.
Mm-hmm.
And then with him being on the podcast, it's only right that he share this bitch once we drop it. So even if it's five people that fuck with him that start fucking with the podcast, that's five I didn't have.
Yeah.
That's $50 or whatever I'm going to pay for the hat and shirt that he didn't have.
Right.
And now I'm wearing it. Somebody else may be like, what kind of hat is that? What kind of shirt is that? Oh, and that's how you promote.
It all adds up, man.
It all adds up. But people don't understand that shit. And like, I think I was telling people all the time, like, with black people, we literally want to be the only niggas doing the dope shit.
Right.
And then that isolates everybody else.
What makes it so bad is, like, he'll be doing something. And somebody, it's crazy how people look at a white man or whoever doing some shit. But when you do it, they look at it and say, oh, I can do that shit now. So they start studying your shit and figure out what you ain't doing and try and do it better than you. And overnight, you have competition with these goddamn people. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not, in my culture, I might have, like, for instance, like, customized shirts. I've been doing that for 10 years. Now everybody making shirts,
everybody
making
shirts,
So that's
a lot of shit is trash.
In the process right now, I'm rebranding my shit.
Yeah.
Because I am a creator. So that's what I bring to the table. So it's BNP Vision. That's just one plug, BNP Vision. So basically, I build websites, logos, all kinds of designs for everything. I'm finishing like three sites right now. I don't know if y'all seen the furniture plug.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that the other day when you posted on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So we working on his site right now and his logo and all that.
But what you had like a, to me, it was like a moniker or a motto. You said something about the funnel. What is the?
Oh, if you ain't holler at the plug, you pay too much.
Yeah. That's good, though.
If you ain't holler at the plug, then you pay too much.
I need some auto-tune on that,
hey, boy. Hey, boy. I love this mic. I can rap like a motherfucker. I just choose not to go for it because it's just too much.
Oh, you did that shit. What was that shit? Do you remember the one I showed? He was reading that book. He was reading something, and I showed her that shit. I was like, this nigga's crazy, man.
Nah, I'm a full blown personality. I just can't afford it right now.
Hey, but you know what? I tell people all the time, and I'll extend that to you too, man. Anytime, man, you need a place to talk, freestyle. Go from it. Do you got a manhole up type freestyle right now?
Oh no. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. I don't want to be known for a rapper. I want to be known for the nigga that can rap.
But he just be like, nah, I'm straight.
I just hop on the gram and throw a couple bars at y'all real quick and like, oh shit, he still got it.
Why do you think Texarkana was like that though? Because like everybody in Texarkana, I'm gonna tell you like this. Do you follow DeKeldrick Aldridge? He called himself Mr. 16.
No.
The nigga. I think a lot of things about a lot of niggas in Texas County. If you 36, 37, and you can rap, that's dope. But write. Yeah. Write for other people. Because this nigga can rap.
Right.
And it's a lot. Like we say, it's a lot of talent in Texas County.
Yeah.
And I think, but with the rapping side of it, I think a lot of niggas who wanted to be rappers, they should have looked at producing. Mm-hmm. They should have looked at writing the raps because it's longevity there.
Yeah, stay behind the scenes and just, you know what I'm saying, write that stuff that people ain't thinking about, man.
But a lot of niggas want to be the rapper, but it's like, get that money and do it. Like Pup.
Mm-hmm.
Pup was good. Yeah. Willie C was good. Randy Nash was good.
Yeah.
You know, what is his name? Damian Dank, the one they call Dank. He still do shit down there. And like, I think a couple years ago, he did like a stand-in for rapping for T.I. He didn't get it.
Yeah.
But just like, when you get to those points, it had to be something to get you in that door.
Right. Shit, my nigga Chris Hunt, man. I fuck with Chris, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's the one who made,
he just be on the hustle, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Boys find other stuff to get into. But, I mean, it's so many ways to get paid, like, at this point, it's a brand.
Yeah.
So you can incorporate the rap as just a piece of your brand.
Just a piece of it.
I do the rap to show intellect.
Yeah.
Like the words I'm putting together and how I do it. But I ain't trying to make, like, that's not ever nothing I'm going to push like, oh, I'm a rapper.
I'm a rapper, yeah.
No.
Just
like creating shit, man. I like making shit. Coming up with shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I did the little read the book shit. I was like, man, this shit
was hilarious, though. So before we get ready to get out of here, man, tell people where they can find you out on social media. Tell them the website for the clothing line. And what you may have coming down the pipeline, bro.
All right, for sure. By the way, I just came to fuck around, man.
I know you did,
but I appreciate it. We can always plug whatever. So, name is Jason Hooey on the gram. Shit, real name, no gimmicks. That's JASONHOOEY. I got BMP Vision, which is our custom artwork, custom apparel, custom graphics, whatever you need. I got that. That's BMP Vision on the gram. And, of course, what I'm really pushing is this clothing line because that's on the retail and it's going to be a big deal. We got a couple of connections. We still pushing it. It's the W brand. It's the_W_brand. The site is thewbrand.com. And y'all check that shit out. Y'all gonna see some shit where we make that effortless classic clothes, man. Yep. Basically, it's just solid colors, nice logo. You know what I'm saying? You just stepping
stitched.
Out. Yeah, stitch. We ain't doing none of that screen printing, none of that. We step stuff up.
Yeah.
That's how we living. Like we.
I need to get me some stitched. The reality is shirts.
Yeah.
Probably not to be funny. Probably like that, but like make the logo a little bit bigger and have it just like that. Cause that's what I told her. I was like, I want to get to stitch.
Yeah.
Like that print. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool for like giveaways.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you want that stitch shit. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, not even saying that, but I mean, because in the game now, that's you have to do
You have
that.
To.
You got
to
give some stuff away. People, yeah. Get people involved in your
Exactly.
shit.
Like, you do.
Like my company, BNP Vision, that's I'm all about branding. So when I talk to people, I get into that stuff. Like it's really about that. Like embroidery. It's about embroidery.
It is.
It's about looking professional. It's about looking like you at the top of your game. If y'all ain't got a website for y'all business, not even that I got to make it, get you some type of presence outside of this social media.
You have to.
Get you a logo. Get you some professional emails.
No clip art.
Professional, no clip art.
No hotmail.
Take the time out, man. My investment, man, I'm not even in the phones, but I got an X just for the pictures.
Yeah, because that shit is dope.
It's dope, man. It'll get it done, especially with my product pics.
Yeah.
So, treat it... Study if you go. Don't study the people around. You study the people that's all the way up the top,
and then put a twist to it.
You don't need the top connects. You need the side by side connects.
You do,
but you can study the people at the top and see what they ain't doing right.
Yeah,
that's how you move, man.
And a lot of things up the top, they ain't catering to the people.
Hey, man, bro, like on the W brand, this is like one of the first times I even said that out loud.
Yeah.
If you go in there, you're going to see one picture, and it ain't got nothing to do with me saying who I am.
Yeah.
It's just a modeling picture out of about 100 pictures or whatever. I don't even want people to know I own that, because that's how big I'm thinking. I don't want my people that, because you ain't going to get rich off of it.
No, you're not. And then, not to be funny, it's unfortunate, but if you show a black face on a certain product,
that's it. Yeah.
You know, white folks and other competitors would be like, oh, that's strictly for black people.
Right, I get it
on the podcast. Like, a lot of people listen to the podcast, and I've had all kinds of people on here in different races, but it's like predominantly black, of course.
Right.
So people are listening, they're like, so you only cater to black people? And it's like, nah, I cater to whoever comes, but because other races see I'm black, they assume we don't fuck with nobody else.
Right.
So
it is majority black face right now, because I'm going out for the, I don't know, it's a book, man. Damon John, the Power of Broke.
Yeah.
That's how we moving right now.
Shit, who you telling?
But we do want to diversify.
Of course.
But they gotta be cute. We got some cool white partners and cool, but you know, some of they ain't ready for the camera.
They ain't ready, right? Yeah.
Like, they ain't. I don't know if I wanna put them on the camera like that just yet. So until we get those real model looking, you know what I'm saying, we gonna deal with our people, and we gonna, you know what I'm saying,
and we gonna put it out there.
Yeah, but that's just how I'm moving. Like, even when I rebrand the BNP Vision, man, it's not, I want you to fuck with it because you like what you saw. Now, because it's me, I want you to just get on there and be like, man, this look like he got his shit together.
And I fuck with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing I think with us, too. Before we wrap it up, I know, it's 5 o'clock. So I know one of the things that a lot of people say about us when they look at us is it looks sleek, it looks professional. That's www.posterboy.me. That's where you'll find all of that. People want to know where we get that at. We got somebody who takes care of that for us.
Yeah.
If you creating logos, you could go to BNP Vision too. You don't want, why the fuck would you want a clip art logo? A lot of these niggas are still out here creating shit with clip art on like Word document.
And that's the free stuff.
And PowerPoint.
Man.
Yeah, it is.
Just I mean, we're not logos ain't necessarily free, but applying yourself is free.
Yeah.
Like, it's there for you. Like, I'm talking about with my daughter, we live in an age where if you need answers, they are here for you.
They there.
Let's figure out how you can step that up.
Shaq say all the time, you got Google. Bro, I appreciate you for coming out, man. Again, this is The Reality Is. Anthony Roberts, the host of The Reality Is, where filtering becomes extinct. I want to say thanks to Chastity for coming out again, for coming to Houston with us. Thanks to Frank for coming to Houston with us. Thanks for Arteezy. I'm dragging you all across everywhere to do work. A lot of times we go places for vacation, and I'm still trying to plug some work in, so I appreciate you being patient and dealing with that. Jason, appreciate you for coming out, man. If y'all want to be a part of the Reality Is podcast, man, you can email us at info@therealityis. That's thereality is.com. You can follow us on social media, on Twitter, Anchor, Facebook, Instagram, Sir Robert Paul on Instagram, Anthony Roberts on Facebook. And like I always tell you, man, always remember to exhale courage, inhale courage. I swear I got to switch it, because the last three times I keep messing it up. Always remember to inhale courage to exhale success. Bro, it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise,
another
man.
TK family, man.
TK for life.
Never
man.
Changes, man. TK support TK, man. We'll catch y'all next week. We may have another interview tomorrow. I don't know. We trying to see what's going on. And also, when we come back to Houston, bro, if there's anybody you feel like you deem worthy to be on here to talk about something, just shoot them. Tell me, man. Let me know.
For sure.
All right, man. We'll catch y'all next time, man.
For the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. Chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
Well, it's that grind gripper from Houston, Texas. That bar sipping, that bar no plex. I'm straight up out of that Swisher house where G'd ass right out of check. So check the neck, check the wrist. I'm baller status from head to toe. My jewelry shop sell more grills than George Foreman. Baby, now you know. That ain't an igloo, that's my watch, and that ain't snow. Baby, that's my chain. That's not an ice tray, that's my teeth, and that's not a snow cone, that's my ring. That ain't Kool-Aid up in my cup. I stay sipping that purple oil. I stay flipping the slab on foes, cause I'ma hustle till I'm in the soil. My wrist game is one of a kind. Petty Philippe worth 100K. My work schedule out on the block is mash out night and grind all day. No 401k for a hustler, just bleed the block and stack that paper. MOB when it come to hoes, and a 40 cal when it come to haters. We authentic players, not counterfeit. Got a 600 Benz with a foul kit. Got hoes at the HK turning tricks. Out running the track trying to make me rich. I'm too legit to quit. Stacking up that paper till I'm gone. So I'ma be working with Will and catching splinters, riding 20 inches up better of chrome.
I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
Houston, Texas got the streets burning, popping seals with them foes turning. Rookie boys, they still learning, losing cash, I'm still earning. Get my bread while I shake the fed, keep them dimes in and out my bed. Jump in the drive to convert the top and let them bop on candy red. Leather seats with that wood eye, they don't know what my hood bought. Trying to take the young gun spot, I'm platinum bound and still hot. Haters off in my mix again, pimping bras plus pimping pins. Multiplying, I gotta win, keep that ice looking clear again. Out the roof, still chunking dude. Riding slab and hopping juice, diamond grill with plenty of skill. Just pass the mic and I let it loose. Independent still chasing bucks, 22s on Porsche trucks. Model chicks with them big old butts, killer clans with them big old nuts. Hit the club with my game tight, hoes bopping my fame right. Did a thing the same night, boys talking, it's all hype. Cut the check when I run my mouth, roll a green like I'm playing golf. Texas boys be going off, representing the north and south.
I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, represented till I'm dead. Pimpin' almost died in the 80s, boys was scared. Bitches was on crack and the legs wasn't rolling. But the game done been revived, cause now the south side is holding. Pockets stay swollen, what do we do with all the cash? Drive 84 but rich with TV jumping up out the dash. Pistol in the stash, even though I'm on parole. Nigga try me with that fuck shit, bitch, I leave your body cold.
From the land of grain, kill your pain, 84s in the chrome grill. It's Texas, baby, dirty south, P-A-T, you know we real, we packin' K's, Desert E's, E-A-R's and them 38's. We serving nothing but China white, player. We don't sell that dirty weight. Big bun beater, hold it down, rep the town to the fullest. Whether it be on the mic or in them streets busting them bullets. Don't pull it with me, I won't pull it on you and leave you ventilated. UGK is back on the block and you Marxist fin, I hate it.
I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I chunk up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.